We are member-supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. That was an epic indie rock song by Son of Stan. That was track 6 off the new record called Divorce Pop. The song was called Sadie, and it was a good one.
Thanks.
Before I forget, you already toured to support this record, right?
We have. Well, first of many, I hope.
Cool.
But we were out all last month in October around the country and a little in Canada and did CMJ and stuff like that.
Nice.
And some festivals in Texas.
I imagine that the gigs were a little bit different than some of the previous artists you've been affiliated with. I mean, playing drums for Ringo Starr,
right,
and, you know, being in Ben Harper's band and, you know, going on tour with Pearl Jam. I mean, they're selling out arenas.
Totally.
You know what I mean? What was this tour all about? And was there a pleasant surprise as far as the city that you hit up?
I did a lot of tours prior to playing with those other bands that were similar to this tour. So it felt like
getting in a van and
totally.
Driving.
We were in a van and we toured with the Happy Hollows, which is another incredible band from LA. And so we just got in a Sprinter van and took off, and man, it was great. I had really missed that kind of touring, the big epic, you know, be on an airplane, tour bus, crazy nice hotel tour is obviously insane. It's like,
yeah,
it's the dream.
I mean, that's what bands aspire to do. down the road, everybody does the van thing,
of course,
you know? But when you get that tour bus, you've made it.
That's a pretty special thing to do, and I hope that can happen again. But it was good to
with this project.
It was, yeah, I hope,
God
was,
willing, one day.
Totally. It was good to be loading the van again.
Yeah,
you know, with like, you know, a beer in your hand and you know, there's 6 people there at the beginning of the night and you don't know what's going to happen, but all the shows ended up being great. And, man, Muncie, Indiana was a standout city.
It's random.
Super random.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Is it a college town or something?
It's Ball State. Uh-huh. So they definitely like to say that they know how to ball there or whatnot. And I was confused as to what that meant. And then I looked it up on Urban Dictionary and I was like,
Say on the air?
Totally.
Oh,
I promise I wouldn't. I know the rules.
Yeah.
Ball just means, you know, have a ball.
Okay.
Have a nice time.
Mm-hmm. And
we had a very nice time in Muncie, Indiana.
That's awesome, man.
And yeah, we named the tour Muncie Hot Nights before we even left. And then we got to Muncie and it was everything we had hoped for. For sure.
This is Jordan Richardson. He is, I guess, one half of Son of Stan. An accurate thing to say?
Live, I'm one half. And then Dan Marcellus is my musical partner on stage. And he's a monster drummer and musician. He runs tracks in Ableton and he's a cool producer. So we kind of double drum and I play guitar and sing and we both man the computer and whatnot. And he, Son of Stan is just me because my dad's name is Stan.
Okay. That was another question, for you.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Down the road. So to more or less recreate the sound of the record, it's just two guys on stage with bells and whistles and all sorts of things.
Exactly.
Cool. And that go-to Telecaster.
The go-to.
Right?
We're playing in Los Angeles this week. We're going to release the album this week, even though it's already released.
Where are you playing this week?
At the Bootleg.
Very cool.
In Echo Park.
Nice, man.
On Wednesday night at 10.
Rad.
So everybody drive from Orange County.
You know?
Maybe there could be a party bus that takes everybody up there.
Maybe we could do a thing.
We could organize a party bus.
Maybe we could get a party bus on board.
Yeah.
A liquor sponsor, maybe Tito's Handmade Vodka
From Texas.
From Texas.
That would be great.
And Tito was very nice. He donated cases and cases of vodka. We had a great event, a festival of music down the street here to support this nonprofit station and our first annual, and everybody came out for it.
The best.
It was really cool, man.
Let me know about the second one.
Down the road, you know, hopefully you could play an event for us, and that would be really cool. Before I forget as well, I want to put together a compilation of artists who are our friends who have made it through our Pearl Street studios. Would you mind donating a song for a compilation down the road?
Would love to do it.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome. pardon me. It's very, what is it? Very professional of me to cough.
It's cool. Do they have cough buttons anymore? I've seen those in a studio, but I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have them here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a little rinky-dink operation.
Whatever.
It's
beautiful.
You did bring your instruments here in our studios, and can I get a song out of you before we talk about more things?
Sure. You want me to rock it now?
Yeah, if you don't mind. What did you want to play for us?
I'm going to play a song because I brought my mom. She's visiting from Texas. Now I'm being unprofessional and coughing. I brought my mom from Texas to visit, So she's staring at the ocean. But I'm going to play her favorite song, which is called Rochelle and Connie, as a matter of fact.
Very cool. So this is Son of Stan live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5 whenever you are ready, my friend.
Okay, let's try this. I've never done it before. Not me, I try not to be that way, but after all, we did it just the other day. If you could see how innocent I am, well, that's a lie detection. You would know I'm waiting for a man, and you're not that. Jose Guzman, move it to amuse him. He live it up, burn it down, but he didn't start a fire. Derek Coleman, dropped in a coal man. Dig him up, bring him up, mining is a hard life. Connie K was a lady who would say, Rochelle, but that's not her. She tried it in another life. Admittedly so, she'd make a very terrible wife. And if you could see how screwed up this all was, my God, well, that's an understatement. We could all end up like him because Guzman, move it to amuse him. He live it up, burn it down, but he didn't start a fire. Derek Coleman, dropped in a hole, man. Dig him up, bring him up, mining is a hard life. Closed it up and said goodnight. No one else has seen him again. Booyah.
Wow, man. Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for that, man. More or less a stripped down version of what you would normally do.
Totally.
This is Son of Stan live in our Pearl Street studios. The song was called Rochelle and Connie.
That's it.
Right. And it's on the new record called Divorce Pop, and it is out right now. That was awesome, man. Thank you so much for making do with just our small studio here.
I like doing that. That was fun. Sounded crazy. I like it.
It looks like you like doing that with that little mini amp. What am I holding? You guys, you actually brought gifts for us.
I did. That is a 7-inch 45 RPM vinyl wax release of Noxzema, which is a song that you guys are playing on the station, which is incredible. And it's split with another band called Ice Eater.
Awesome.
And it's on white vinyl.
Excuse the coffee stains.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, that's part of the album cover. Part of the artwork. Yeah.
Kilby Riddell, who's an incredible artist from Los Angeles, does a lot of the Wizard Vision artwork. And so he made that. And that's a split with another Wizard Vision band back in Texas.
Rad.
And you can... we're going to post that on iTunes and stuff, so you'll be able to get both of those songs, and you can already get the Son of Stan song. But
well, thanks for the vinyl, man.
Of course, we'll have them at shows. And
cool. So if you go to your website as well, do you have merch for people?
We're setting up a store now so people can buy it online.
Cool, man.
But not yet. We've got fun and funny T-shirts, so we're trying to get that up.
I imagine so. I could only imagine the T-shirts and stuff that might come out of your brain,
right,
my friend. speaking of artwork, the Son of Stan record here is, it looks like somebody's diving into a pool, and I don't know if that's you or somebody else, but is this person holding a microphone standing in front of a Toyota Corolla or something?
It is exactly what's happening. Right. That's me, and that's from a video for a song called Corsica. It's like a still from the video, and I'm singing just, you know, I'm taking up 4 handicapped parking spaces like a jerk, and I'm singing out of my friend's Corolla. And that video and that artwork was made by Daniel Stessen, who's an incredible filmmaker. He's making a series for Adult Swim right now, but he's also my roommate. So
wow,
I get the bro rate on artwork.
Man, you got a lot of creative people around you.
For sure.
It feels like. That's awesome.
For sure. My sister, who's sitting out there with my mom too, she's a writer and has written a video for that last song, Rochelle. So we're going to try to make that. And I've got a video that's about to come out for Noxzema that Daniel also directed. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, keep us in the loop, man. And again, hopefully, we'll be in touch.
Yeah. Let me know.
Let me ask you a couple more questions, if you don't mind. If you are so fortunate to headline the Hollywood Bowl and have Paul McCartney open up for you, what would be in your tour rider?
What would be in my tour rider? I would love to travel without having to take socks and underwear and T-shirts. So every night, if someone could just bring me cool socks and cool T-shirts, that would be really cool.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and Rooney Mara and Scarlett Johansson, they have to be there every night, just like bartending.
That might be tough.
High-fiving me when I come off stage.
Speaking of bartending, are you a craft beer guy or anything like that? Are you?
I am.
Beer is the new wine. And
beer is the new wine.
You know, it totally is.
Have you had Bine?
No, I have not.
It's a combination of beer and
had Bine?
No, I haven't had it.
No. I imagine a moonshiner or something like that, somewhere where you're from in Texas.
Like
or maybe not. I don't know.
No, my favorite beer is from Texas. It's called Blood and Honey. Look it up.
Look it up. This is Jordan from Son of Stan. The new record is available right now. And anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with your music thus far?
Oh, man. Nothing. We're going to be touring as much as possible. So, and I'd love to come down here. I've never played in Orange County at all. I've watched your television series, both fictional and reality. And I would like to play for you fine people.
Terrible the television series.
I know. Just kidding. I know that's no representation
of
you.
We started
cool
a
kids.
Kickstarter campaign to maybe start our own reality show, painting the community in a better light.
That'd be really cool.
We failed miserably on the Kickstarter, but we're trying to get like a production team on board. Because with all the artists that come in, like we could shoot rad stuff.
Oh, it'd be the best.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place, turns out. I don't know if many people know that Laguna Beach is pretty, but I'm trying to let the listeners know.
It's real pretty.
This is a nice place, you guys.
Our studios are great, too. It's like we're living in Instagram. By the way, I just Instagrammed a photo of you while you were performing that last song for us.
Cool.
No, but yeah, South Orange County is pretty much where we are. Stone's Throw is Santa Ana, and the Observatory/Constellation Room is a great venue. not too far from the station. I don't know if you've ever been there. I think it used to be called the Galaxy.
And that's in Santa Ana, correct?
Yeah, and it's pretty close, and they're getting relevant artists. I just saw Mike Doty play there. And a bunch of other great bands.
Let's throw a party.
Do it at the Observatory. We'll get a party bus and Tito's handmade vodka, and we'll bring all our listeners to see Son of Stan.
Let's do it.
That's awesome. All right, man. Could I get another song out of you?
Do you mind? Totally.
All right. Also, if we ever gave you a radio show, what type of music do you think you'd play on your own radio show?
If it was like
a weekly Friday night 2-hour show.
I would play like post-disco music from like 1980 to 1985, dance music. That's my favorite stuff. And then I'd probably, you'd get like a solid double shot. You call them that? We get a double shot every night of Janet Jackson.
Two for Tuesday. Yeah, type of thing.
We could do a 2 for Tuesday of Janet Jackson. That would happen.
That's cool.
I want to DJ. I'd love to DJ pop music and dance music.
Tell you, for my money, it doesn't get much better than that one record with Black Cat on it.
Oh man, Rhythm Nation, 1814.
I love it. Oh, it's so great. All right, Jordan is here from the band Son of Stan. Catch them touring around the country, coming to a city near you soon.
Let's do it, you guys.
Let's do it. All right, what do you want to play now?
I'm going to leave it up to you. Do you want to hear Noxzema?
Wow.
Would you like to hear Noxzema or a song that's not on the record?
I would. Oh, gosh, man.
What's a better idea?
So what do you mean
What's
a song?
What's going to move more units?
What do you mean a song not on the record? Like probably on an upcoming record?
Like a B-side, yeah.
Really?
I'll put something out there. Maybe I'll just play that song.
Okay, you could do that.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
I said before, if you even wanted to double up and play Noxzema in the studio, I know we've been playing it off of the record, but again, it's a different version. But yeah, give us something new, my friend.
Okay, I'll give you something new real quick.
All right. And
where change my tuning.
People maybe find this. Have you recorded it
at all? People are going to be able to find this very soon online.
Cool.
I'm about to put it up. And it's available now on a cassette tape, and that's the only place you can get it.
Cassette tape.
Off of a label in Dallas. But I just really want to play this song right now.
Feel free.
Well, I say that, but... Oh, no, we're good.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
It's called Hiding Place of Love.
Look in the back, in the hiding place of love, 'cause that's where you'll find it. You're a lost little child. There's no turning back, but why would you? 'Cause it's only open arms, and open arms is something you've never seen. Look in the back, in the hiding place of love, 'cause that's where you'll find it. You're a lost little child. There's no swimming back, but why would you? 'Cause it's smooth water ahead, but a burning bridge is over your sea. Why would you dream so recklessly? 'Cause baby, I'm a dreamer. Why would you let her back into your life? Because I have serious emotional problems. So recklessly, because I've already texted every other girl that I know. Look in the back, in the hiding place of love, 'cause that's where I'll be. It's just little old me. There's no turning back, but why would you? 'Cause it's only open arms, and open arms is something you've never seen. You've never seen. Cause open arms is something I've never seen. I've never seen.
I guess you could say previously unreleased.
Previously unreleased.
That's very clever and a really rad song.
Thanks.
Jordan is here from Son of Stan. The record's available now, and we're on board, man.
Cool. Yeah, thanks. You guys rule.
I dig on it. I got to cozy up with the record in the past, but also while I was driving to work today from Carlsbad.
Great. Awesome. Wow, and, that's quite a drive.
Yeah, it is. I could get a lot of that record.
Yeah.
You know? It is quite a drive. But it's good, man. It's an absolute winner, and you got to keep us in the loop with what you're doing musically cool. in the future, and
definitely
we're all about
will.
It, man.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Anything else to touch on or anybody to say hi to out there while I have you?
Man.
I'm sorry for calling you Jared earlier.
No, that's okay. I just want to say what's up to all the Jareds in the world.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much it.
Cool.
And, everybody on the Boy Meets World fan page, see you guys in about 2 hours. I'm back at home. That's about it.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Before you go, you got to sign our wall, and we'll give you some stickers. And
would
you
love
can
to.
Sticker up Los Angeles or
will
something.
Will do.
All right, man.
Thank you so much.
RNLP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, Laguna's only FM.